know I can count on you boys to take care of things while I'm gone.
We'll be fine, Dad.
Sandy, I had the radio removed from its fittings in the launch. I want you to take it over and give it to Abner and have him fix it. I've already called him about it, okay?
Okay.
And if any important mail comes, you can open it. Well, I guess I'm all set. Flipper, I want you to take good care of the boys while I'm gone. There was nothing to worry about. I had to leave for a while, but I knew the boys could take care of themselves all right. Besides, they had plenty of work to do getting their diving gear in shape. I was going to the marine testing lab to help them work with their new dolphin. It was the one that I had helped them catch. After that, I was to survey a newly acquired section of the park, which we were setting aside as a bird sanctuary.
Dad said I should open his mail.
Dad said we should open the mail.
Well, you can open it and I can open it.
Seems kind of funny opening Dad's mail, doesn't it?
Yeah. Bills.
More bills.
What's this?
Careful with that, bud. It's a government check. That's what you use to pay these bills.
No, this.
Oh, that's a computer card. Government uses them for official business.
Really official? Important stuff? Because look what's stamped on it.
Termination pay.
Doesn't that mean, like, the last, the ending? This is Dad's last paycheck. He's been fired.
Fired?
That's what the government card said. Termination pay, which is official for fired. Of course, I wasn't there to see it. Bud and Sandy faced the news alone.
Boy.
Quiet, Flipper. This is awful.
Will we really have to leave here?
Sure looks that way.
But we can't. This is where we live. All our friends are here. We'd have to leave Flipper. We will have to leave, won't we? Can't you say anything?
Be quiet, bud. I'm trying to think.
What good's that gonna do?
Maybe if I got a job.
I could get my old paper out back.
We could make enough money to stay here. Except for one thing. We could never earn enough money to pay bills like these.
never knew we were so expensive. Think we ought to call Dad and tell him he's been fired?
I guess so. Wait a minute. I know what let's do. We'll get Dad another job, a new job, so that when he comes back, he won't have anything to worry about, and we won't have to leave.
You mean not call him and tell him?
Wouldn't you rather get him a job and surprise him?
Sure.
And what are we waiting here for? Let's go to town. Come on.
Don't forget the radio.
Now, this next test will be to determine the dolphin's sonar ability. We're sure now that dolphins have a built-in sonar system much better than anything humans have developed.
They're pretty fantastic, aren't they? Well, let's see how he does.
Right. Now we'll put these blindfolds on to see how good his underwater sense really is. You know, these dolphins are amazing. They can hear 5 times as much as a person. They send off a high-pitched call, and they can tell by the way it bounces back from an object, the size, the shape, and even how far off it is.
Well, let's see how he does.
Right through everyone.
Good.
Well, we've made photos and tapes. Now, maybe in time, we humans can develop something just as good as dolphins got right now.
Well, I hope so.
Well, that about does it.
And if you ever need any help from Flipper or myself, don't hesitate to call. Well, I'm going to fly over to Alligator Key. There's been some trouble over there. See you later. Good job. Good job. Yes.
Mr. Fish, drop the radio. Our dad talked to you about it.
Good.
Mr. Fish, we've got a very good friend who needs a job.
Oh?
He's great around boats. You don't know him. But whoever hires this man, they'd be real lucky.
Yeah, he knows his waters better than anybody.
Is that right?
Everybody likes him, and he's an expert on just about everything.
He's the best in the world.
He sounds like a mighty good man. Your daddy know him?
Sort of.
But we can't tell you who he is.
Yeah, so don't ask.
Oh, no, no. I wouldn't want you to tell me who. Mm-mm. Let me see. Hey, why don't we go over and talk to this fella on the construction barge? Come on.
Great.
So you can see from what these boys tell me, he's one of the best men in these parts.
The best.
Well, if he's all you say he is, a construction crew like ours can always handle a good man. He's hired.
That's great.
That's fine.
As a matter of fact, you boys came just in the nick of time. We're finishing up our work in Coconut Key. As of tomorrow, we're moving down the coast.
How far are you moving?
A couple of days away.
Away from Coral Key?
He wouldn't like that.
No, he's got to stay right here.
Thanks anyway, mister.
This friend of yours, he's got to stay here in Carl Key, right?
It's very important.
That's the reason why he wants the job, so we can stay right here.
Oh, wait. I think I got it.
You do?
You see that old boat? Well, the widow McGuire, who owns it, ain't as spry as she used to be. Now, maybe she could use a man aboard to help out.
You think so?
Because she's a crusty old barnacle. And if you boys don't mind, I'd rather you saw her by yourself.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
That you, Jane? Wait till you hear what just happened. You promise not to tell a soul? Porter Ricks has just been fired. Fired.
This was our new bird and wildlife sanctuary. And as I flew over this newly acquired portion of the park and watched the quiet beauty of the scene below, I should have had the most peaceful feeling in the world. But for some unexplained reason, I felt uneasy.
Here you go, Flubber. Okay, lads, now that the socializing's out of the way, to what do I owe this visit? Surely not just to hear about this seagoing wonder you claim's a friend of yours.
Well, he's a real marine expert, Ms. McGuire.
You see, Mrs. McGuire, now that everyone says you're getting old, you might need someone to help out with your boat.
Old? Who the tarnation says I'm old? You tell everybody I'm not so old I can't manage my own boat. Thank you very much.
Then you don't need a good man to help you out with the boat?
He's half the expert you make about to be. Well, why doesn't he go see the boys over at the Navy station?
The base will want to know about this expert. I'll tell you what. Well, that's not exactly my department, but I'll write an introduction on this card for him. You boys know where the base is?
Yes, sir. It's just across the gunnery range.
Right. You take the road down to Long Key and turn left. Even though today's Saturday, the commander will be there till 5.
Thank you, sir.
That's all right. You tell your friend if he hurries, he might be able to reach him in time.
Thank you. Thank all of you very much.
Sandy, we're never going to find Dad in time.
I know. We'll go see the commander ourselves. We can tell him anything he needs to know.
Sure. We're never going to get there in time if we take the way the lieutenant said.
Well, we'll cut across.
The gunnery range? Look, Sandy, Flipper doesn't want us to cross it.
It's okay, Flipper. The Navy never fires on Saturday.
Thank you.
flew back to Coral Key to pick up the truck. I was on my way to help Dennis Blake, a young ranger who had reported a strange problem at the far end of Coral Key Park.
As far as I went, Porter. But it's out here where the trouble is. If it wasn't for regulations, I'd have gone on myself.
Well, I'm sure you can handle it alone, Dennis. I guess I'm just along for the ride, but I'm glad you called.
Oh.
Now, just what is the trouble?
I don't know. But up to a couple of weeks ago, this whole area was filled with wildlife. Now everything's moving away.
Let's try and find out why, all right? You get in here, Dennis, and I'll go the other way. Now, if you see anything, call me, right?
Right.
Okay. And Dennis?
Yeah?
Let's go carefully, all right?
Right.
When I saw the bones in the dried-up bog, I realized what had happened to the animals in the area. They'd been trapped in the treacherous pits and died.
Fella.
Dennis! Dennis, don't panic. Stay as still as you can. All right, I'm coming out to you now. Stay as still as you can!
Porter, where are you? Where are you, Porter?
Right above you, Dennis. Try and give me your hand.
Okay. Now, up to the whip. A little more. Almost.
Got it.
I got it. Get back.
Let me have it.
You get to me.
Come on, baby. Come on. That's a boy. Come on up. That's a boy. I got him. Okay, move along the limb. Porter Ricks, I read you. Go ahead. Hey, Porter, how about some coffee? This is Porter Ricks. I read you. Go ahead.
Hey, they're talking about you.
Yeah, I know. And I can't get through to them. I'm going to have to go back to Coral Key right away. See you later.
Hey, Porter.
Yeah?
I owe you a lot of thanks for today.
Let's just say we owe the guys who made up the regulations some thanks. Something was wrong, but I didn't know what. Sandy and Bud were trying to find me a job and were cutting right across the Naval Gunnery Range, convinced that they were safe. But little did they know that the Navy was preparing to fire.
Everyone